they were certainly implying that I was a murderer and possibly a serial murderer. They were also suggesting that I was associated with paedophiles. In fact, they seemed to try to rake together every conceivable bit of dirt which they thought would produce a convincing picture of the kind of figure they thought would have committed the murder which took place.
You then went through the process of suing those newspapers and, of course, giving evidence to the Leveson Inquiry. And in the course of that, Christopher, I suppose a lot of research into what powers the newspapers have and more particularly what lack of regulation there was.
Absolutely. The media has a great deal of power, and it's a power which all too often they have abused. And so far, we haven't been able to set up a system which ensures that people who find themselves in the position that I was in have any sort of redress other than going to law.
All the talk is of some form of regulation, whether it's state regulation, independent. What do you want to see happening?
I don't think that anybody is actually talking about state regulation, but we're certainly talking about replacing the failed self-regulatory system with something which is entirely independent, something which isn't a cosy club of editors, a body which has the ability to enforce a code of ethics, a body which has, I think, the ability to initiate investigation into press wrongdoing, and a body which has the ability to discipline those newspapers which behave in the sort of way that I was subjected to. And I would also hope it would be a body which would be able to compensate the victims of press abuse.
Yeah, remains to be seen how the Prime Minister and indeed the Coalition deal with the report. I mean, are you optimistic, Christopher, that changes will be made and that the Prime Minister will grasp the nettle?
I am optimistic that changes will be made. I mean, all three party leaders have said that the status quo isn't acceptable. All three party leaders have said that they will look sympathetically at implementing the proposals of the Leveson Inquiry if they are proportionate and workable. And I think that any politician which discards the recommendations of Lord Justice Leveson, particularly given the sort of revelations that we've had of too close relationships between press and politicians. Any politician which doesn't implement Lord Justice Leveson's proposals will find themselves in a very, very difficult position indeed.